we've got Sunsets and Waterfalls, which is a passion project founded by Cindy Jacobs and Tony Erasmus. So the published book contains over 300 poems, as well as some beautiful illustrations. And the book has been a platform to give a voice to South African women, children, and families who share their true and raw experiences. Launched last year in May, Cindy and Tony join us now in studio to tell us more about the book and its journey. Welcome to the show, Cindy and Tony. Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Thank you so much for having us here today. We are so excited. I'm very much a creative and visual person. I love the adventure and going out and seeing new things, but also meeting new people like you today. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. Sure. I'm also, I think I'm a jack of all trades, definitely all trades. But I also love meeting people and just being creative as well. Okay. Yeah.
Can you please tell us more about Sunsets and Waterfalls?
Okay, so initially, like years ago, I'm not sure if you could maybe relate. We've always loved going out and seeing like the sunsets all over Cape Town.
Yes,
and
yeah. Cape Town is one.
Exactly. Like Sea Point, Kemps Bay. Yes, we can definitely relate. And waterfalls as well. So there's like a constant chase, you know, to see new things and very much inquisitive. So with that being said, you know, like when you're a little bit older, you discover that you experience new things, but things also happen to you, and it's what, you know, you make out of it.
Yes.
So we've, you know, really enjoyed chasing the sunsets and the waterfalls, and that's really part of our healing.
Mm.
So, you know, with the children in the hospital, they experience their different healing, and for us, sunsets and waterfalls has definitely been that. So, yeah, that's all about it.
What inspired you to put this book of poetry together?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting question. So for us, it is really like, because we love poetry and we started reading many books regarding poetry and like kind of navigating how we can heal. We actually started, it is like just very random, mm-hmm. while watching the sunset, we started with these little phrases, and then we thought, wow, these phrases are actually really, really cool. And it's so relatable because literally anyone could like listen to the phrase and say like, this is them, you know? And so that is basically the inspiration of creating poems, but also because it's such a creative way to express yourself. And, you know, many of us express ourselves in different ways, whether it is through poetry, through writing, through dancing or singing. And for us, that was the way we could best express ourselves in the moment. Because speaking about a heartbreak wasn't necessarily the easiest thing to do.
Mm.
So that was definitely our way of really expressing it in a way.
Yeah. What do you hope readers will take away from this collection of poems?
I think we really want them to know that it's very powerful to own your story and to know the value of your voice. And sometimes, you know, you often think that, is my story relevant? Would it be, you know, applicable to share it with others? Because we undermine who we are as individuals. But I think when we want the readers to read our story and know that they can also share these, because that's the main reason why Tony and I wrote the book, so that we can know your stories, you know, whether it was your day at school or how, you know, you would spend your weekends or anything about you as well. So it's to open up that pathway for others to share their stories as well. So, yeah, that was the main reason. And we want, you know, that purpose for people to read our story as well.
Wow. What power do you think poems have to change our society and the world?
I like that one. It's always about how can we, you know, make the world a better place. And like Auntie Lindy, a very close family friend of mine, would always say, you know, it's so important to leave people a little bit better than you found them. And so sometimes you have to think, you know, what do I want to do so that when people leave, they are better off? And with the poems that we wrote, we really think it's the power of words. You know, words carry value. And when you bring that words to life, and you know that sometimes you might do something to someone that might hurt them, but you're not aware of it. So through their words and what they're writing, you allow them to mirror the emotions and what's happening on the inside. Because sometimes, you know, bullying is a big thing even, but you don't know who the bully is until the victim speaks out. So in the same way through our story, we just wanted others to know that there's definitely power in words, but to always know that to leave people a little bit better than you found them, that's, yeah, of utmost importance.
Yeah. I also think that poems and like the power of poems is that it has a way of like bringing us together, where like a story can be very like a single view, like it's okay. a my story. But when you write a poem, it's so adaptable and like it can mean anything to anyone. And I think for our society and our country, like this one poem that we wrote, it was
The I Weep.
You know, which is from a personal perspective that we wrote it because our heart was really like weeping. But collectively we could see like the country and what, you know, women and especially girls were going through at that time in 2020
with the gender-based violence statistics and all of that.
Yes. So something like that has the power to really change our thinking in a way, because it's not just for me, but it's like this collective thing that we do as a society.
So I'd like to know from each of you, what was your favorite poem from the book and why?
Okay.
For me, it is definitely, I must say, the I Weep. It's a bit of a longer poem, and I think Cindy wrote most of it. But it's very powerful because I think it speaks to, you know, the struggle that we face in our country. And it really is something beyond just like our own stories, but it's how we can really change and collectively heal one another through poems, you know? So that is definitely the one that's my favorite.
I think we share that for that specific poem because, like we said, when we wrote that, in the level 5 lockdown, we were very much aware of the harsh statistics of women and children in our country. So we really placed no emphasis on how do we see this. So I definitely enjoyed I Weep. It's very much, you know, quite sad when you know that's what's happening out there. But I think more of the joyful poems that I really enjoyed writing was definitely page 179. And it speaks about, you know, you're a woman who labors in love and everything about you is worthy of being loved. So for women to know that they are worthy and whatever they do, it shall be in abundance and the harvest is there. So I think that was really something that both Tony and I, we always remind women that, you know, you labor in whatever you do. And I'm sure that you can vouch for your family, especially your moms, that whatever they do, they always do it, you know, with a joyful heart. They will go the extra mile if you're not feeling well. And, you know, others might be like, are you really sick? Are you, you know, are you acting again? So, you know, with your mother, and there's just that joyfulness, you know, she wouldn't complain when she's doing it. So that is really when we speak about that one, that they labor with all their love. So they're worthy of everything that we give back to them. So that is the more joyful one and also the most, like, not traumatizing, but the more of statistics. So that's our two favorites. Okay. Yeah.
What were the challenges you faced when putting this book together?
That's actually a very good question because when we started writing, actually, it wasn't lockdown yet. So we could still meet up and, you know, have these gatherings and say, well, you know, what's our expectations for this month and whatever. So in March, when the president spoke in March, so we would have to resort, you know, to the digital approach, having the Google Drive and, you know, meeting on that when meeting with our illustrator via Zoom, because our book has line art pieces as well. So we had to meet up with virtually with the illustrator to make sure that the illustrator is on the same page, you know, with us. And so most of the things were very much virtual, and I'm more of a, you know, in person. I want to meet the people and to see, you know, who am I working with. So that was it was quite a challenge, but it also pushed us to know that you can do things, you know, just see the positive, see the light, and change their challenges into a sign that it can be done. I'm not sure what your challenges were, Tony. Maybe you could share some about that.
I think the challenge is also just thinking that we're putting a book together.
Or the thought.
Yeah. You know, I think in the moment, it's like, because you do these little things, it's like, you know, you don't really see yourself heal completely, but every day is just like a process that you go through, and then at the end of the period you're like, oh my word, here's the book. So I think it was quite challenging to like go through the process alone.
Yes, I think I can agree with that. I forgot about that, actually. That was just one of the biggest challenges, because I think sometimes we undermine when you're owning your story. You know, you have to go journey back to that experience, and you have to, you know, revisit and document it. And sometimes you're in a new season, but you have to write about how you were in that season, and you know, you're sort of going back all the time. But I think it was a good form of healing, but also challenging, because you grow every day. You know, you become a better person and you evolve. And so that was definitely one of the challenges.
Absolutely.
Going back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously you had to, or did you have any passion for writing or poetry before the book?
For me personally, not at all. I used to hate reading. I remember my grade 7 teacher. By the way, I love the questions. I must just say that. I love the questions. In grade 7, I remember my teacher called in my mom and myself, you know, and she said, "Cindy, you have to read. And I was like, "I don't like reading."
Just like my sister.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yes. You see, I'm, no, don't worry, my angel. It just shows, eh? You can even write a book in years to come. But yeah, I struggle to read. Like, not necessarily struggle, but just the enjoyment. You know, I didn't have any relationship. Like, you know, some would be like, "Wow, I want to read this." I wasn't like that. And then I think eventually when I got old, I realized I do maybe love books, just not the books that they told me to read. You know, I had a different interest. So maybe if your sister's good at maybe some sort of sport, she'd probably enjoy a book about that sport.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that was my take on it. I wasn't the smartest English student. You know, I got like 55%, 56%. So it doesn't really, you know, respond. But Tony is the writing guru, so maybe she can share her experiences.
Not really. But I had a blog at the time in varsity, so I used to enjoy writing.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom always used to encourage us to have a journal, so I probably still have since grade 5, and it's quite like nice to reflect on how I used to write every day. But I wouldn't say that I was like really into poetry, and I loved art and just generally reading, so yeah.
Your writing skills are better than mine, let's be honest.
Yeah, but I do writing as well for like
living
and stuff, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where can people find this book?
So they can definitely visit our website, www.sunsetsandwaterfalls.com.
Yes. No, it's .com.
.com. Teamwork. So that's definitely where they can visit and purchase our book. But if they want to follow our journey, they're more than welcome to catch us on social media as well. And then maybe, Tony, you could share our Instagram handle and our Facebook page.
Yeah. So on Instagram, it's sunsets_ZA_. And then on Facebook, it's just Sunsets and Waterfalls.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
And what message of motivation would you give to children listening who want to write their own poems?
I think I can actually give this to Cindy, just because she is the teacher and she really loves like inspiring children. So she's the speaker and I'm the writer. So over to her.
Thank you, Tony. I think definitely the power of knowing that you are capable of achieving anything. I just want, you know, the little girls and the little boys to know that you can do it. Sometimes, you know, you undermine yourself that you might not be good at one thing, and you see other children in the class, they might excel in something else, and then you feel like, why can't I be like the next child? You know, but to know that it's possible, that even if you start like we started, writing one poem on one page, and eventually, you know, months later, you have 300 poems worth line art, it just shows, you know, that's really something that I want them to take from this, and a sign of motivation just to keep it going, you know, to never give up and doubt yourself, because doubt and fears can hold you back. So I just want, you know, to motivate them to say you can do it and it's possible. So that's exactly, yeah, my piece of motivation for our Friday session.
So thank you guys for joining. I really think that the book is a wonderful idea with the poems and everything. I love poetry myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's a good idea, and I would definitely read the book, and I'm sure the listeners would as well. But is there anything else you'd like to say from your side?
Maybe just to end it off, I think would, you know, just to encourage the listeners today to be mindful, to be kind to one another, to know that your story carries value, and to not underestimate who you are called to be, especially in the different seasons of our lives, just to keep going and keep flourishing. But amidst it all, to just be humble. I think when you're humble, you know, you go to places that you can only dream of. So to never lose touch of where you started, and to always help others in the process. So yeah, I think that is my send-off session with Nazira and Yusra.
Yes.
Tony, maybe you'd like to add something?
I definitely agree. I think the inspiration is definitely there for everyone to just continue journeying and finding their true purpose, even in the little things, as a child, as an adult. That is definitely what I would like to add. And then just to say thank you to each of you. I know this is so amazing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And thank you, Kyle, for inviting us and thinking about us. We really do appreciate it. We're just like you, still learning and growing.
Yes, exactly.
So we're very grateful. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you all have a awesome day further.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope the same for you as well. Thank you so much. And I love the confidence, by the way.